Good afternoon, men of huddle. Good afternoon, men of huddle. Our assignment this year was, how has God's Word impacted your life? So first I want to start off with 1965 on the Bonneville Salt Flats. Craig Breedlove climbed into a car called the Spirit of America. He took it 600 miles an hour down the Salt Flats and set a new land speed record. At the end of that trial run, or record-setting run, he crashed into a lake at the end of that Salt Flats, almost becoming the first man to drown in a desert. But as he climbed out of his wrecked car, they asked him what he wanted to do next, and he said, "I'm going to set myself on fire." So my question to you, has you ever been set on fire? Have you ever been set on fire? You see, I had a life of pleasure, great pleasure. Then I got set on fire. Set on fire with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ. And that wasn't a trade down. Believe me, it's been up ever since. In 2001, I gave my life to Christ. And I met a man that became my lifelong friend. He's Mark Malin. I thank you for that, Mark. I thank you for the way you tutored me, you mentored me, you took me into your small group, and you really showed me the ladder I needed to climb. I'll never forget you for that. And one Sunday he gave a message on the prayer of Jabez, somebody I'd never heard of. In this prayer, Jabez, I latched onto that. See, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. The Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that I might not bring pain." And God granted him what he asked. That seemed like a pretty simple prayer to me. I talked to Mark about it, and he explained the prayer. I thought, maybe some magic in that prayer. Because it's not what Jabez did so much, it's how he prayed. So I Googled that, and to my surprise, there were some people who didn't agree with that prayer. It's not structured right. It's not worded right. And there were some good things said about it. It's just like everything else in the Bible. There's too many people want to complicate things when it's just about love and Jesus Christ. How many times do we run into that? So I prayed that prayer a lot in my life, along with other prayers in tight situations and challenging times. It's not magic. There's no magic prayer. But it's practical. See, it said that Jabez was more righteous and honorable than his brethren. Well, I thought about that. How can I pray that prayer when I was just saved and I wasn't righteous? But in James 5:16, it says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Well, I definitely wasn't righteous. How am I righteous enough to pray that prayer? It says you need to be honorable and have humility. Well, honorable, you can be earnest, intense, sincere, zealous, and determined. And I can get pretty intense. You guys got too good a memory. What about grace? It talks about humility in 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. "Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast out all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." See, I don't know what works for you guys. I don't know how you pray, but you have to find that out for yourself. But for me, this little prayer of Jabez was something I could latch on to, and sometimes came in just at the right time for me. and righteousness. Well, righteousness means standing up for the right thing, even if it means persecution. I can do that. A righteous person has faith in God and His promises. I have that. So I guess now I was ready to pray the prayer of Jabez. The first part of that prayer, bless me. That's pretty selfish, isn't it? Bless me. Bless me. Well, how can I help you or what God wants me to do if He doesn't give me the strength to bless me? To give me that understanding, the understanding about life. But I looked at God and I said, God, I'm not qualified for this. I'm not gifted for it. The life I've had, the crap I've been through that I've caused, I said, like Bob Gray says, I'm just a piece of dung. And you know what God said? You're right. You are. But through me, all things are possible. Proverbs 10:22, the Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth, and our works can't add anything to it. So we need to trust God, because God knows what we need when we think we know what we need. It's about what God wants for us in our lives. And He actually does, still, to this day, perform miracles. A year or so ago, my wife and I took in her granddaughter, who was 18. And she had made some terrible decisions. She was ready to run off to Alabama and marry a guy she met on the internet. And we intervened and we brought her to our house. We kept her there for about 9 months. And in that time, it was very trying to have an 18-year-old in the house, I'll tell you. Some things were said and done, and finally, Andrea didn't like the rules, so she wanted to leave. And when she left, there were some things said on both sides that shouldn't have been said. But I went to that prayer of Jabez because I could latch onto that. And I prayed that prayer with others. And on Christmas Day this year, there was a knock on our door. My wife went to the door, and there was Andrea standing there after a year of being gone. And she said, I just felt the need. I had to come back and resolve things. She said, I love you. I want you to forgive me. We didn't bring her in and fight and argue. Or you said this, you said that. You got to apologize. We just brought her in and we loved her. And that relationship is working out now. But see, in Matthew 7:7, ask, promised Jesus, and it will be given to you. James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. I'm convinced that men in this room today aren't asking for God's blessing like we should, all of us. He wants men to pray audacious prayers and ask for things that He wants us to have. God tells us over and over in His Word how much He loves us, so why wouldn't He want to bless us? I'm not talking about with Cadillacs, riches. I'm talking about God's blessings for Him, to glorify Him. God's bounty is limited only by us. And what really counts is knowing who you want to be in Christ and asking for it. That simple prayer, Jabez's prayer, helped teach me the discipline about praying. It helped change my life, my relationships, my family, and it changed my way of thinking. The second part of that prayer says, enlarge my territory. It helped me to finally start to listen to people and God. I still to this day want to be a man that has something to say instead of a man that just has to say something. How many times have you done that? I just got to say something here. And you say it. And you can't bring it back. Enlarge my territory, God. Give me more influence for You. More responsibilities for You. More opportunity. But we say, wait a minute, my slate's pretty full. I don't need any more to do. Really? Really? You can't do more for God than you're doing right now? Me too. Not just you. He sent His Son to die for us. Don't we have the time to and the courage to live for Him? Then that last part of that prayer, your hand be with me. Because when you start walking with God, you depend on Him and not you, right? God uses ordinary people like Jabez, like you, like me. And simply put, God favors those who ask for His blessings. He holds back nothing from those who want, earnestly long for what He wants for us. You'll receive God's highest reward. I'm convinced of that. I want to hear God say when I get to heaven, let me show you what I wanted for you and I tried repeatedly to accomplish through you, but you wouldn't let me. What a travesty that would be. Tragic as it may sound, the hand of the Lord is seldom experienced by even mature Christians. Why? They don't ask for it. They don't even know it exists sometimes. They think it's for prophets and apostles. Not for them. God wants mostly ordinary, easy to overlook people who had faith in an extraordinary, miraculous God and stepped out to act on that faith. Are you ready to step out and act on your faith more than what you're doing right now? How has God impacted your life? See, you can have that prayer of Jabez hanging on the wall. You can have other prayers. You can have everything you want in your house. It won't do a thing if you are not dedicated to the Lord. Dependence on God makes heroes of ordinary people like Jabez, like you, and like me. We're forced to cry out to God for His hand. We do not become great. We become dependent on the strong hand of God. Our surrendered need turns into His unlimited opportunity. Now I want you to hear this. And He becomes great. He becomes great through you and me. No, keep me from evil. When you step out, you might be in a, for God, you might be in a strange and unfamiliar place. And I guarantee you, if we challenge the evil one, ourselves, we'll always come in second. We need God. We need the dependence on God. See, Jesus even prayed for deliverance when the devil tempted Him. Father, protect me by Your power. What we think we need or is necessary during a time of temptation is often the beautiful wrappings of sin. What you and I think we need in this temptation, and we think we need that over there, it's the beautiful wrappings of sin. So please, God, keep evil far from me. And we've been asked here before, have you ever attempted something so large that it's guaranteed to fail unless God intervenes? God wants bold men. Big, audacious prayers. God favors those who ask. He holds back nothing from those who want and earnestly long for what He wants. Paul even says in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the goal for the prize. You got your eye on the prize. So how has God impacted my life? Dramatically. And if you don't believe it, look up one of these officers here and they'll tell you how my life has changed. We need to make a mark for God. Step up and ask God for what's best for you. I want to challenge you today about something. few years ago, when we'd come into Kokomo from the south end, the first thing you would pass out there by 26 was an adult bookstore. When you came in from the north end, adult bookstore. The town was loaded with adult bookstores. This town's a much better place than that now, because Jim Butcher and some other people decided they were going to take them on. And they got rid of those bookstores. Now, are we ready to settle for that? So I don't think Jim Jacobs' vision for Huddle was just to come and talk about God, eat pizza or whatever, and go out those doors, same men we came in. There's so many things been birthed out of the Kokomo Great Banquet and the churches in this town. Blush, Psalms, Man to Man, Huddle, Every Man, Bridges Outreach, and whatever else. But this can be a thing, this needs to be birthed and go out of these doors from here. We need to make changes in this city of Kokomo. Are you going to settle for this? Are we going to settle? We just look around and say, the adult bookstores are gone. We're okay. Are we okay? The other day I was driving down the street here a while back, and I drove past one of the topless joints. And there was a man and a woman out in front. They both had signs, repent. The wages of sin is death. You know, I drove by and I saw them walking back and forth in front of that topless joint. You know what I thought? Same thing some of you are thinking right now, weirdos. Some of you thought that, didn't you? That's what I thought. Those weirdo Christians. They'll never accomplish anything doing that. But you know the truth of it is, I don't have the courage to do that. I don't have the courage to carry a sign in front of a topless joint. Because I used to frequent those places all the time. Wouldn't be cool to go back there now, would it? Yeah, it would be. It would be. And this town's in a battle right now for getting more and more of those joints. And an individual in this town is trying to flood this town with those type of businesses. Man, we can go out of here and we can change that. We can change that. I'm not sure how, but I'm sure of one thing. Prayer starts. We can birth something with prayer. And you can start with the prayer of Jabez, or you can start with any prayer that works for you. The prayer of Jabez works for me because it covers me. Bless me. Enlarge my territory. Keep your hand on me, God, and keep blessing me and guide me and protect me from evil, our next speaker. So brothers, I'm just trying to plant a seed here today that there's more things needs to be done. Because I know I've come here and eaten lunch and gone out of here and not thought about what needs to be done in this city. But we can do it. We can do it. I look around here and I see men that can have that determination. And we can change Kokomo. We don't need to leave it up to our police officers alone. We need to step in and make this a better town. I pray that you will pray that, and that something will get started here today. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and you would keep me from evil, so I cannot cause pain. You know what? And God granted their request. It's not a magic prayer. There's no magic. It's just God. Thank you.